outside you have something that separates.
Sticks out.
Well, no, separates your house from the other houses. What do you call that?
Well, we have
the barrier.
We have a fence there, but it's covered with shrubbery.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a fence there.
Okay.
The rock wall.
What other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
Well, there are a lot of adobe houses, and this is a brick house. And just the frame houses are few and far between because there is an ordinance against the frame houses.
Mm-hmm.
But so most of them are either brick or stucco, stucco houses, and then also adobe houses.
Mm-hmm.
And the adobe house, of course, is the mud thing.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to find people to build those anymore, but I've seen them being
built. You'd be surprised, you know, that most of the adobe houses are stuccoed, but they supposedly are warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Now, I don't know that for sure, but that's what the saying goes.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
Let's see. This thing in front of the fireplace is called what?
I don't know what we call
the place that where you can sit.
Yeah.
Not any idea. How about if you had a shelf above your fireplace, what would you call it?
Mm-hmm.
The smoke goes up.
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And the, let's see if you have
one. We don't have any, we have just regular logs. We don't have any fire logs in there. I mean any gas logs.
Oh, you still have a regular fireplace. That's pretty neat because nobody does anymore. It's all gas.
That's true.
What do the logs sit on? Do you know what the name of that is?
The little iron thing that they sit on there? Fire? I don't know. What the heck can we call that?
Sometimes they have little stands that stand
yeah.
up and have a little
yeah.
ball on it. Do you know
yeah.
what those are called?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I don't know what we call them.
Yeah, we don't build enough fires to know this, I think. Have you ever heard them called andirons?
Yeah, but I don't know. That's true. And I think that's an old-fashioned word for in fireplaces. I don't think they use that much today.
Okay.
I may be wrong, but...
Well, you're probably right in El Paso.
Yeah.
The big log that you put on a fire is called what? Do you happen to know?
Well, we call them fire logs. I don't know what other.
Okay, that's fine. You ever heard it called a backlog?
No, not really.
Okay. The little pieces of wood.
Chips? Fire chips?
Or like the
kindling.
Sticks? Mm-hmm. And are chips the same as kindling?
Well, chips would be smaller to start the fire with. The kindling would be the
mm-hmm.
Stuff you put on after the fire is started a little bit.
Okay. What do you usually burn in a fireplace?
Logs. Like and pine logs.
Mm-hmm. And pine and oak, those are types of...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oak also, which is a harder wood, yes.
Mm-hmm. And what do you have to clean out of your chimney?
Soot.
Mm-hmm. And after a fire, you have to clean out?
Ashes.
Mm-hmm. You would hang your coat in a...
closet?
Mm-hmm. And if you have a storage space above your house, what is that called?
You mean the attic?
Mm-hmm. What would you call a room in the house where you put things you aren't using?
Storage room.
Okay. The thing that covers a house is the...
roof?
Mm-hmm. What's your roof made out of? What kind of roof do you have?
We have a composition roof. It's shingles.
Okay. And when it rains, you need something to carry the water off the roof. What's that called?